Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
That was the inimitable Barbra Streisand, one of the most celebrated entertainers of the past six decades, a singer, actress, director, and producer. She's also a proud and outspoken Jewish voice in entertainment. I'm delighted to have as my guest now Selwyn Klaas, who is a fountain of knowledge and information, especially in the fields of art, movies, and culture, as my guest to talk about Barbra Streisand. Selwyn, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Cerise. Should I misquote Barbra Streisand and say I'm feeling verklempt, or whatever the actual Yiddish terminology is?
That is funny, yes.
It's always emotional when I'm on Chai FM, so certainly in your company. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you for coming. Selwyn, tell me a little bit about Barbra Streisand and why she is as great as she is.
She keeps reinventing herself. That's the most extraordinary thing. And when her city of birth, Brooklyn, were considering launching a state-of-the-art luxury arena, they thought, well, we've got to have our celebrated daughter, Barbra, to headline the event. And since her childhood, this brought her back to Brooklyn. And that introduction that you used, her version of the Sunset Boulevard song, of coming back to the studio of a silent screen star, Barbra was returning to her roots. And that seems quite poignant, almost on the eve of the 4th of July. And this has been an auspicious opportunity. What's it, 250 years of American independence, of going back to the founding fathers. And that's Streisand's throwback, as it were. She never knew her father, and yet he inspired her. And in terms of his presence, and that's how she came to make Yentl. That was another opportunity that you and I had to chat about the Streisand phenomenon.
Yes.
Carry on. Well, we felt that he has an opportunity in this rather special year in terms of American history and their founding fathers and the immigrant strangers coming to America, a brave new world, that we should rethink the worth of people and their roots. And who better to do so than Barbra Streisand? And we've managed to source this extraordinary concert, which is called, logically, Back to Brooklyn. And Barbra then was in her prime. I think it was July 2012 when they mooted the idea of opening this arena. And she was never keen on doing live shows. Going back to when she was, she gave a concert at Central Park, and she, halfway through the concert, she closed, shall we say, she forgot her lyrics, in the sense that the show must go on, but it couldn't go on. And she vowed that she would not do live shows again. But this was so tempting. She hadn't been in Brooklyn since her childhood days. And they are very poignant to her. Her roots in terms of the celebrated artists that she would work with later on, Neil Diamond from Brooklyn, they were at Yeshiva together. The Alan and Marilyn Bergman, who went on to become their celebrated Academy Award-winning lyricists and composers, or her extraordinary repertoire. And this concert not only celebrates Barbra and her diverse career in terms of the songs that went on, as you enumerated, but this is the sixth decade. And I think she's the only female artist to have a number one hit in each decade. And they say Streisand for the woman and Sinatra for the men. They were the only two who really, they sang the ballads, and they're perennial. And that's exactly what we're going to have. We're having a morning of musical memories, and including, and Streisand's always had an eye for the up-and-coming artists. And she selected, all those years ago, three young tenors called Il Volo. And Il Volo means taking flight. And they certainly have. And they were interviewed recently, and they were asked highlights of their young career to date. And they said, well, having the honor of singing in the presence of His Holiness the Pope, the previous Pope, Pope Francis, and I believe the current Pope, Leo, and they said, and of course, singing with Barbara Streisand. Well, he has a young generation honoring more or less a mentor, because she sensed that they would be ideal for her reunion concert. And this is, and it also includes her a rare moment with her young son, Jason Gould, who is not only a composer and an actor, but an extraordinary artist in terms of he has the most wonderful voice. And there they are, mother and son reunion. They're having a duet together. And this is rare. And also she's included trumpeter supreme Chris Botti. And the repertoire is absolutely overwhelming. So the Historic Documentary Film Society, with Second Innings, who are almost our right arm, they're our partner in crime in terms of giving the community opportunities to experience rare features, rare concerts, rare documentaries. And this has all been held at Beit Emmanuel Sloan Auditorium on the 15th of July, 9:30 for 10. And there's a lovely or generous tea that follows, and we want to come back for more. And certainly in this weather, we make sure that people are tempted.
Yeah, just, there's not enough tea for this weather. Selwyn, don't go. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to look a little bit more into Barbara and her youth. And then we'll talk a little bit more about the Second Innings event. Don't go.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Cherie Seppert. This is Above Board, and I'm talking to Selwyn Klaas. He is the co-founder of the Historic Film Society, and he, together with Second Innings, are holding a screening on Barbara Streisand. He was giving me the details, and we'll just remind you of the details a little bit before we say goodbye. But Selwyn, Barbara had a very troubled childhood. She wasn't particularly happy, was she?
Point that she wanted to go beyond her confines. And her mother, you know, it's almost like the story of Gypsy Rose Lee. The mother wanted to reinvent Barbara according to her rules. And Barbara wanted to be her own person, that she has remained so. As I indicated previously, she never knew her father, but his memory prompted her to make Yentl. And when Barbara left Brooklyn, Brooklyn never left her. And but, you know, when you spoke about a troubled childhood, I think that when one always remembers the first time, in a sense, cinematically speaking, let's put it that way. And Barbara's debut in Funny Girl threw back that wonderful taut song, People Who Need People, being the luckiest people in the world. And I remember having the privilege of being in the audience for a preview back in 1969, are you ready for that, of Funny Girl. And I was with the distributor as their publicity planner, Stair Films, before the merger with Kinnicle. And she played the role of Fanny Bryce, who again had a troubled scenario, marriages, and her background. Showbiz is not, the art isn't easy, as Sondheim claimed in one of his brilliant ballads. But if it pulls you there, one can't put a price on what you give back to the community. And that's why this concept of having formed the Historic Film and Documentary Society with my co-partner in crime, Henny Erasmus, he and I, with our background in films and filming, just felt that we have to give back to the community who have always been supportive. And Second Innings came aboard, and they have been pivotal. And the community press and the community station like Chai FM have got behind us. And this is very exciting, so that we can continue and give back and reevaluate each other's worth.
Yeah. I know there are security concerns regarding the event. So what would you like people to do if they'd like to book?
Thank you. My contact number is 082-60-33214, 082-60-33214, or they can email me, Selwyn, S-E-L-W-Y-N, K-L-A, 1-A, 2-S's, with a K, as one word, at gmail.com. And once they've made inquiries, I will send to you the access pass, the security access pass. Keep it on your phone. When you arrive at Beit Emmanuel and show it to the security, there's ample secure parking. And we just want people to feel that they're comfortable. And we are living in uncertain times. And we want people to just have a special morning, go back to Brooklyn with Barbara and her celebrated artists, and just renew the way entertainment used to be. And that's really what our credo is. We want to give what seems to pass us by too quickly.
Well, it sounds like it is going to be an amazing event. And you mentioned the generous tea as well, which is always something to look forward to.
Oh, absolutely. So everything's homemade and fresh and tempting. It's a social cultural forum so that people can sit and talk about the event afterwards. The concert runs just over 2 hours, and we'll have a brief break between the acts, and tea will be after the concert itself. So that's Wednesday, the 15th of July, 9:30 for 10. Bookings are pouring in, and I'm emphasizing that in block capital. So please, any of your listeners are interested, here's the opportunity.
Thank you.
And thank you again, Cherise, for this wonderful opportunity in Chai FM. And Shabbat Shalom to you and your listeners.
Absolute pleasure. Shabbat Shalom to you, Selwyn Klaas, who is talking about a screening that they're holding in celebration of Barbara Streisand. It does sound like it's going to be an amazing event. Just to remember, if you have experienced any anti-Semitism or intimidation because you're Jewish, please report it on our WhatsApp line on 078-259-9417. If you want to know what the Jewish Board is doing, please also check out our social media pages. Otherwise, all I have to do is to thank Craig and Peterson, just Craig today. Thank you, Craig. It's been hard work, actually. Thank Craig for putting the show together. If there's anything on the show you'd like to comment on, just send me an email on cherise@sajbd.org. Otherwise, until next week, I wish you all Shabbat Shalom.